Okay, so we discussed the principles of authenticating. Now, next we discuss the technology. What does technology offer in providing authentication? Now, many users and servers use passwords to authenticate people. So when you go to a server, they give you some ID, some identity, username, and then they give you a password. And the next time you come, verify your identity by the password. But passwords are vulnerable. They travel in the clear, and people choose passwords that are really not very good. So they are very vulnerable. It's not a good technique, even if it's very simple. The next technology is smart cards. These are cards that can store information, can store your PIN, and so on, like credit cards. And so when you go to a server, you can log in using your smart card, and you'll be identified by the PIN that is in the smart card. Another technology is called certificates. Certificates are electronic IDs that are used before transactions. The certificates contains a number of figures or fields. It contains your name, your address. It contains a key. It contains who issued the certificate, it is signed, and so on. Another technology is called biometrics. Biometrics are used for door locks, and they are also used for accessing personal computers. There are fingerprint scanners, where when you come to a server, the first thing they do is they scan up your fingerprint, and then this fingerprint is stored in the computer or in the server. When you come next time, there you present your fingerprint, and then they compare the fingerprint that is stored on the computer to the fingerprint that you are presenting. And then you'll be authenticated if they match.